Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord,
I found joy,
grace,
and favor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Let us enter in today believing, amen, that God has changed us, amen, that we will not go back. We will not go back. We have decided to follow Jesus. Ain't no turning back. We just thank you, Father God. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday service. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As everyone enter in today, just open up your mouth and shout glory. Give God our praise, glory, and honor because he is able, because he is worthy of your praise. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you here to Sunday service here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with Pastor Dorsey Manny and Apostle Tawanika Manny. We welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank every single one for being here this afternoon. We thank you. You could have been anywhere, but you're right here with us. Amen. And we are right here in the presence of God. So we thank God for his presence. Amen. We thank God for allowing us to be joined with one another in the name of Jesus. We want to welcome every single one here from Houston, Texas, every single one that's from Texas, every single one from Louisiana. We welcome you here. Thank y'all for being with us. Thank y'all for inviting us into your home. Welcome every single one from New York. Hallelujah. Thank us for welcoming you in your homes as well. Every single one in Illinois. Amen. Hallelujah. We have believers everywhere coming together on one accord. Hallelujah. If this is your first time, we'd like to personally welcome you in the name of Jesus. If you would, press 1 on your phone. My wife don't like when I say keypad. So if you would press 1 on your telephone, you know, we're going to open up your lines and we will personally welcome you if this is your first time. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory
we
to
have
God.
A keypad.
Hey, that's what we used to call it, the keypad on the telephone. Even I'm saying telephone, we don't even say stuff like that. But anyway, hallelujah. Just let you know how good God is. You know, we serve a wonderful God. We serve a God of change. You know, even the things we're talking about now, we know how things used to be and God changed things for the better. Amen. So we experience the newness of God every single day. New mercies, new grace. Hallelujah. How many people want to experience some new forgiveness?
Amen.
See, God has forgave us for things that we've already have done, but what about the things you've done today? See, God forgives us for those things as well. Hallelujah. Right now. Amen. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made, so we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because my God is good. Hallelujah. And he's more than worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. So we like to welcome every single one. It seems like, you know, that we all are family. We all are friends. We all, you know, it seems like we do have one visitor. We have one visitor this year today. Oh, hey, that's my Uncle Joe. So, hey, we don't look at Uncle Joe as being a visitor. You know, he's always right there in place with us. You know, right here helping us to lead this charge.
Amen.
Amen. So welcome, everyone, again. Amen. If there's someone that needs prayer, special prayer, you know, this is the time. This is the time to where we come to God in prayer. See, this is that opportunity. We have welcomed every single one here into the church. So when people come together in the church, you know, this is where things happen. This is that place where God wants us to be. All in one body, praying with one another, the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. So, you know, there is something that you are in need of prayer of. You know, this is the opportunity, you know, to come in prayer. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to prayer right now. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lera robo so shoro sande kende ho sande robo ko sande. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you in this place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your presence. We thank you, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, for being with us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for keeping us, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you woke us up this morning, hallelujah, keeping us from dangers that we did not see, hallelujah. You kept us from all sickness and diseases that tried to come upon our body while we slept in slumber last night. So we just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, that you love us so much, hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that you spoke to us this morning. You allowed us to wake up, hallelujah, to hear all that you have for us. So we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have already given us a divine destiny, hallelujah. And we thank you for being our guide, hallelujah, to lead us into that place called there, hallelujah. Because we do realize, Holy Spirit, that where you lead us is in that place of abundance, hallelujah. Where you lead us is out of the place of death, out of the place of destruction. So we say thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for being so good to us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we invite you on the inside, hallelujah. The first thing that you did is that you loved us, hallelujah. You loved us so much, hallelujah, that you showed us how to love one another, hallelujah. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that when you speak to our minds and you speak to our hearts, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that we receive your peace, peace that surpasses all understanding. So anything that we may think about on today, anything that we may think about, have thought about yesterday, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have intervened, hallelujah, with every single concern of us, every single affair, hallelujah, and turn that thing around, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. For you are the reason for this season, hallelujah, that we're living in. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can live right here in this age of grace, right here in this time of favor, right here in the land of the living, hallelujah, because of your grace, hallelujah, because of your provision, hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that you came down to reside with us. You said that you would never leave us, nor forsake us, no matter what, even to the end of the world, hallelujah. So we thank you that you have already been with us, hallelujah, in our past, right here, right now, and you'll be with us tomorrow. So we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can plead your blood over anything that is concerning us right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. For Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to trust and believe that you intervene right now with any single thing that have touched our finances. Intervene right now with anything that have touched our marriages. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, intervene right now with anything that touched our physical body right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to intervene right now with anything that caused division between us, that caused division between our friends, that caused division between us and our children, that caused division between us and our loved ones and our family members. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way right now. For we know that you have already done it, hallelujah. And by faith, we say that we are reconciled. By faith, we say that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. By faith, we say that we are already healed in the mighty name of Jesus, because you have already done it, hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, hallelujah. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, for being on the inside of us. That's that he that we're talking about. We talk about the Holy Spirit of the living God. See, we serve a risen God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus.
And because, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that you live on the inside of us, these same things, hallelujah, that are dead in our lives, hallelujah, shall be resurrected from the dead, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you. Let every single word, hallelujah, of our mouth, and every single meditation of our hearts, hallelujah, be acceptable in your sight. That you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. You said, Father God, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. You said, Father God, that great is the peace of my children, for they are taught of the Lord. So we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, that you call us, hallelujah, into this glorious faith, that you call us your children, that you have already predestined us, hallelujah. You have already shown us that we are more than conquerors, hallelujah, through Christ Jesus, hallelujah. So therefore, we shall say, hallelujah, to every single situation to try to tear us down. We say, we got Jesus, and we don't need nobody else. We say, we got Jesus, hallelujah. So I tell you right now, anything that is not of God to teach you right now, hallelujah, by the power and blood of Jesus Christ and the word of our testimony. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, that you have already given us your promise. Thank you, Father God, that you have already made provisions for us. Thank you, Father God, that you have written your word and we have etched them on our hearts, hallelujah, and they shall flow out of our mouth like living water, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you, that you call us to be the children. We want to say thank you, that the devil, hallelujah, have already been defeated. And we just want to say thank you, that every single tongue that rises up against us, we shall show to be in the wrong, because we belong to you, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are so good. Hallelujah. And you're more than worthy to be praised. So we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You give us a song to sing. Hallelujah. When we're feeling down, hallelujah. You give us a song to sing. Hallelujah. Even when we're feeling up, hallelujah. So we shall worship you every single day of our lives. Hallelujah. Because you're more than worthy to be praised. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Move on us, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move on us right there. Hallelujah. Bring in deliverance, oh God. Bring in healing to our heart, oh God. Shifting our bones, oh God. Peace to our mind, oh God. As we increase in this afternoon, oh God. Oh, so praise you, oh God. To receive a miracle working on the inside, oh God. We just bring in the word of our Savior that we have a miracle working power working on the inside. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we just want to say thank you. We declare the presence of the Lord flowing through our lives and over the living in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we call repentance on today. We come pray with a heart of repentance, a heart of forgiveness right now. The heart of 1 John 1 and 9, we receive our forgiveness right now. Of all our righteousness and goodness of our God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, open your spirit, my strength, of our mind and thoughts, oh God. Come, Lord, that our thoughts be pure and holy unto you, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, help us to keep our mind stayed on you. Let you keep us in focus, keep all the days of our life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, oh God, we thank you. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ. Oh Lord, let the mind of Christ arise in us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. We bind our will to the will of God. Amen. Oh Lord, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Let thy kingdom come today, oh God. Oh Lord, give us the grace of your glory. Oh Lord, let us receive our daily bread and our spiritual benefit be full. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, your God and God alone. We praise you, we thank you, oh God, for another day you've given us. By your grace and mercy, you have given us another day to press in and to press on in your life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we receive it right now. There's nothing you can do to stop us from receiving what God has for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, have your way. Oh Lord, let us be quick to make a catch in the grid, oh God. Knowing that you for kingdom listening answers, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for answer prayers. And even right now, God, bless, oh God, touch right now. Heal, deliver, and change the lives of your children today. Oh, what a help us from finding a good way to wake up. In prayer and warfare, it's a way to battle, oh God. Release the grace over us right now to fight for the warfare. Hallelujah. We declare the prayer that we're on the winning side. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare the prayer of victory over the mountain. We declare the prayer of victory over the sick. We declare the prayer right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, we're born again. Children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the world, God. That we're blessed and I'm going out, blessed and I'm coming in. Blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Amen. Blessed in the looking out, blessed in the stand up. My Lord, he's kind of the most shy. We're learning the restoration, come, oh God. I'm going to restore your children up today, oh God. I'm going to become clean, oh God. I'm going down, oh God. I'm going to help this day, oh God. I'm going to pray that you are healed of this land, oh God. I'm going to heal your people right now. I'm going to let your hands of protection be on us, oh God. Let there be no proper ways of penetration to these hands of protection, oh God. We come to die in us today, oh God. Oh, Lord, you're seeing the blessing that comes from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We take the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. We declare the blood of the blood of Jesus Christ here, God. The enemy cannot come near. We take the blood of Jesus Christ over our home, God. Over our vehicles, over our workplaces, over our finances, over our relationships, God. And we thank you, God, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, the finished work on the cross, God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood of Jesus, God, God. No matter where we are in our life, God, we can declare the blood of Jesus.
Jesus
Christ. We lift up the Robinson family, the Moore family, oh God. We declare that we have the Lord's home today. That all will be saved and all will be left behind. That will come to know Christ Jesus and receive him as Lord and Savior. Oh, Lord, God, the Lord of Jesus today. And Christ, I pray to go forward, oh God, and receive the blessing for you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, he kind of never stopped. We thank you, higher. Come on, church, open your mouth and shout out.
in complete protection, our Heavenly Father. Amen. We have Brother Joe here is going to bless us with a song of praise. Amen. We thank God. And then we're going to have our scripture reading, and then we'll have a song, and then we'll have a message from our pastor, Dorsey Manny. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Joe Washington. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you, too. I'm so glad to be with y'all again this afternoon. I just want you to know that God is still in the saving business, and he's still in the healing business. Ain't nothing too big or too small for God. He look over all of us. You know, God is a good God. See, when you're going through your trials and tribulation, you know, like my mom used to say all the time, you just go find your little secret place and talk to God about it. So all you have to do is just say these words. Come on in this room. Come on in this room. You know, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. Oh, come on in this room. Come on in this room. You know, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There is healing in this room. So much healing in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There is love in this room. So much love in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. There is joy in this room. So much joy in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. Come on in this room. Oh, come on in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. I believe I say it again. Come on in this room. Oh, come on in this room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. He write out all of my prescription. He give me all of my medicine in this room. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you, Brother Joe Washington. Amen. Amen.
Thank
May God
you.
Pour into you great and mighty all that you poured out in the name of Jesus, every virtue. Amen. God bless
thank
you and
you.
Your household in Jesus'
okay.
name. We thank God for you. Amen.
Okay.
We love you, and we thank God for you, Brother Joe. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God.
Yes.
Today our scripture reading is going to come out of the book of Psalms. The book of Psalm, and I'll be reading from the King James Version, the book of Psalm, Psalm 71, 1 through 18. Amen. The Bible says, in you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O God, my God, oh my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails, for my enemies speak against me, and those who lie in wait for my life take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is none to deliver him. Oh God, do not be far from me. Oh my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. Oh God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Verse 18 says, and now for when I am old and gray-headed, oh God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. What the Bible is saying, church, to us, amen. The psalmist was old and saw his life as a testimony of all God had done for him. Remembering God's lifetime of blessing will help us see the consistency of his grace throughout the years. Trust him for the future and share with others the benefits of following him. God helps us constantly. He is the reason we succeed at everything. Amen. He is worthy of our praise and thanks. Amen. To take all the credit for our success is dishonest and robs God of the glory due to him. As we face the sunset years, we recognize that God has been our constant help in the past. As physical powers wane, we need God even more, and we realize he is still our constant help. You all, we must never despair, but keep on expecting his help no matter how severe our limitations may become. Hope in him, help us. Amen. Hope in him. Hope in him. Amen. Hope in him. And I say that. Hope in him. Amen. God will help us to keep us going, to keep serving him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I quote right here in verse 18, says this, a person, don't you understand, a person is never too old to serve God, never too old to pray. Though age may stop us from certain physical activities, it need not end our desire to tell others, especially children, about all we have seen God do in the many years that we have lived. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be doers of the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to have a song selection, and then we'll have the preach word from Pastor Doris. Amen. And so stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Let the Holy Spirit move on you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
God, make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me
room. This is holy ground. This is Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring them to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Give it all over to Jesus at this time. Let us prepare ourselves to receive the preached word today, the message, amen, from God's very own chosen one. Amen. For such a time as this, I present to you, hallelujah, a man who loves the Lord, who fears the Lord, who serves the people of God, who is courageous, who is responsible, who is generous, who is a leader, a man of integrity, a man that takes action, a gentleman, a man that is humble, that obeys the word of God, a man of prayer that's dedicated to his family and the church. He's going to preach and he's going to teach the word today. God has blessed me with his son. I present to you my loving and handsome husband, Pastor Dorsey Money. God bless you.
Amen, amen. I thank you so very much, beautiful wife, Apostle Tony Manning, for this warm introduction. I thank God for every single one of you, church, every single body, every single member, you know, that's here in attendance with us. You know, I'm so grateful, Apostle Tony, and we're so grateful, you know, that you trust us to be a leader. Amen. That's the reason why we are here, you know, to hear a word from God and to be able to experience it all here together and be, you know, in that place of abundance. So thank you so very much, Apostle. Thank you so very much, Church. Every single minister that's on the roster, you know, we thank you for your attendance, every evangelist, every prophet and preacher. We thank every single one of you. Well, let's go ahead on and get into where God has a word. That's going to be taught today. You know, God's been working on me. I thank God, you know, that he trusts me with it. You know, sometimes I get up here and I'll, you know, flow with this scripture. But this particular day, it's good to be excited about the word of God. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, being excited about the word of God. But sometimes we can get in that place to where we're, you know, we might just be looking just for the excitement that comes from the word of God and not looking for the provisions or really walk in what it is. We might not actually get it, you know, so I want us to get it. And I thank God for giving it to us. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray before we get started. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being with us. We thank you for your presence right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our eyes, for being our ears, hallelujah, for being every single thought that we can ever have, every single provision that we can ever walk in. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for it. We pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture, hallelujah, for us not to add to it or take away from it, amen. Unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You cease your work right now, hallelujah, hallelujah. You come out of this place right now. Spirit of confusion, you come out right now. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do agree, says amen, amen.
Amen.
If you do have your
Bible,
amen. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of John, St. John. Go to the book of St. John, the sixth chapter, John chapter 6. And if you do have something to write with, a pen or paper, definitely get pen and paper because I want us to win today. I want us to win. I'm going to take my time. Apostle says she's going to give me a few extra minutes up here before she cuts me off. So I'm going to take advantage and give all that I can give. Amen. So if you do have a pen and paper, you know, I would like for you to take heed to what's about to go forth today. John chapter 6, and let's start right here with verse 66. John 6 and verses 66. And I'll read this from more than one translation. You know, we're the study of what the message of God is going to give us is God's miracles. I want us to understand God's miracles. God's miracles. You know, that's the lesson of study. That's the topic for today. God's miracles. John chapter 6 and verses 66. I'm going to read this from the King James Version and then I'll read it from the NLT. Amen. Verse 66 in the book of St. John chapter 6 reads here, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Amen. Let me read this from the NLT. So I want us to understand God in the place of the God of miracles. Well, see, once we get our mind set on that God specializes in miracles, then that'll be that place to where our minds and our hearts can enter in a place of expectation, expecting God to work a miracle in our lives. Amen. The NLT, I'll read the same verse, John chapter 6 and 66, and the NLT reads, at this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Hallelujah. That reads there, at this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. How many of us, followers of Christ, have made it to that point? Hallelujah. How many of you have made it to that point to where you have turned away from God, hallelujah, deserted him, and went about your own way or went about the way of the world or the way of the worldly. Amen.
Jesus.
At this point, what point or what place have you made it to in your life to where you stop trusting God? What place is that? What is it that's going on in your life right now that have you to really say in your mind and in your heart that, God, I don't believe that you can turn this thing around.
Jesus.
My situation has been like this for a long time. This happened to me. I done lost this. I done lost that.
Jesus.
I'm sick in my body. My wife done went away. My husband done died. My children done turned on me. Everything is turning upside down. At what point do you get it? I'm sick. Hallelujah. How many of us have said some of these things? Hallelujah. I don't have no more money. I done spun all that I got. Hallelujah. At what point is that?
Amen.
Amen. I want us to understand who God is in the place of God of miracles. Over here in this book, let's understand what was going on here. I'm going to back up a little bit. Let's go to the King James Version in the same place. Why have we not believed God already? It's a question I want to ask. What else does God have to do for us to believe him?
My Lord.
Do you know how to use God by knowing what he has already said, by realizing what he has already done, and by the word that he has already spoken that is written down in the word of God for you to live by? What else does God have to do? Amen.
Jesus.
See, here it is over here in John. Amen. Here it is over here in John chapter 6. You know, it's already recorded right here that Jesus with his disciples, you know, they had 5,000. We know the story of 5,000 that he fed with two fish and five barley loaves of bread. So we need to understand that there was a great amount of people that were following Jesus at this time, because Jesus was performing miracles like they had never, ever seen before. They had never, ever seen a man that would perform these type of miracles right there in front of their eyes. I'm talking about the God. See, this is the same God that we serve, the God of miracles. Here it is, a multitude of men, women, and children. They were hungry. Hallelujah. They was following Jesus, and they were hungry. And here it is, you know, Jesus asked one of his disciples, what is it that you would do? See, God know, Jesus knew what he would already do. He asked Philip over here in verses 7. He said, Philip said, if we had 200 pennies worth of bread, this still wouldn't be enough. He said, even if we had, you know, 200 and some penny worth to buy the bread, this still wouldn't be enough to feed him. And then we said one of his disciples, Andrew, he said to him, he said, there's a lad that have two fish and some bread. He got two fish and five loaves of bread. And Jesus said, bring them to me. Bring what you have here to me. So I'm saying the same thing to you, church. See, the little bit that you got, that you holding on to, see, whatever it is that you are believing that you can do, or if you been put all your efforts and all what you have into getting the job done, it still might not be enough. But if you would take all that you have put it in God's hands. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
God has a way of taking your little bit and turning it into a lot. Not only will God turn it into a lot, but it'll be more than enough. Hallelujah. You will be filled.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not just for today, but every single day of your life. See, God specializes in miracles, and we as believers have to get back into believing that God is the God of miracles in our lives. Will you take your situation? Hallelujah. Will you take your situation, which is a little bit to God? It's a lot to you, but it's a little bit to God. Put it in God's hand. I mean, will you believe in God working a miracle in your life today that'll turn that thing around?
Yes,
amen.
Lord, I believe. Amen.
Amen. So what is it that God have done? You know, he fed the multitude 5,000. It said just, that was 5,000 men. See, we don't understand. Oh, he fed 5,000. Even that looks like, wow, God fed 5,000, but he fed more than 5,000. Hallelujah. It's just 5,000 men, but there was women and children as well that was fed too. Hallelujah. So he had to understand, and then that was enough. He said he had leftovers. He said, take the leftovers of the barley bread and the fish, and he said he filled up 12 baskets. Not no little small basket. These were a size of basket that you can put a man in. This is a man-sized basket that he filled up. That was more than enough. Then we know that this little boy that had his lunch, he wasn't carrying around 12 baskets of food for no lunch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve a God of miracles. We serve a God of increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We serve a God that multiplies what you have.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord, thank you.
But you got to give it to God for him to be able to multiply it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is in the miracle business, and we need to get in that place. I'm talking about get in that place, that mindset, set your mind on God is working the miracle. Do we understand what it is that is for us to do? See, we have to make a decision today to believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Make a decision today to believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ. That means it's already done.
Amen.
That means that whatever it is that's concerning you, it's already done.
Yes,
see, when you
Lord,
believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ, that means that any time that you look at yourself and realize that there is deliverance that needs to take place in the place of healing, you need to know that it's already done. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Jesus had it already, he had already done all the work. See, when he bore all your sickness, hallelujah, and all of your diseases, hallelujah, and he took it there to the cross, hallelujah. When he went there and he hung his head and died and said that it is finished, he didn't say that it is finished just for a little while. It is finished. Hallelujah. He have already obtained the victory right there. But you need to stand on the finished works of Jesus Christ, knowing that the world have already been overcome. He have already overcome the world. He have already overcame Satan. He have already defeated Satan right there on the cross. And then when he died, he went to hell, and he defeated the enemy down there in hell too, and had the power, the resurrection power, hallelujah, to take his life back again, to being resurrected from the dead, and ascend back into heaven sometime after that, and sit right there in honor on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, making intercessions for you and me. Amen.
Amen.
But you got to believe in that, church. You got to believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ. This is what it means to believe in the God of miracles. Believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ have already performed many, many miracles before you were even a gleam in your mom's eye. Hallelujah.
Love that. Amen.
Hallelujah. So you have to believe in what he's already done. See, the key or the secret to a successful life is it's believe
and receive the bread of life, amen, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of the whole world. This is the secret. Hallelujah. This is the secret. We need to understand. We need to understand something. That right here in this place over here in John chapter 6, if we was to read on a little bit more, we will understand that after he had fed the 5,000, they had made a plan in their mind that they were going to force him to become their king. Instead, he had gotten away from them and went up into the hills. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they were there waiting. We're talking about a lot of people, a multitude of people. They were waiting for them to come down and say how it got dark. Amen. For time's sake, we're not going to read it all. You can read John chapter 6 yourself. How it had got dark and how his disciples hadn't got into the ship and they set out to sea. They was going to go back to Capernaum. But here it is, they had got so far out that it's dark. They was waiting on God to show back up. It hadn't gotten dark. And they set out to sea in the ship. Hallelujah. And the waters hadn't got rough. Hallelujah. They had made a decision that they're going to do something all on their own. Hallelujah. But that's what they set out to do all on their own. They were in darkness. And not only were they in darkness, they was out in a rough situation out there above water where they could lose their lives. Hallelujah. But here it is, the very thing that had caused them to be afraid of what they had already done, had set out in the dark. They had set out and gotten themselves in a rough and a bad situation. They seen Jesus walking on the very thing, hallelujah, they was afraid of. Hallelujah. They became afraid. He said, do not be afraid. It is I. And then they received him into the ship with him. And it says immediately they ended up on the other side. They ended up in their destination. My Lord, my God. See, we serve a God of miracles. Just like his disciples, we do the same thing.
Jesus.
See, we'll be waiting on God to show up in our lives, and something will happen that'll cause us to turn back. We'll get to a point where we will put it in our own hands. And we do the same thing. We enter into a place of darkness.
Amen.
And just like when we enter into the place of darkness, things get rough. The going get rough. The going get tough. We find ourselves in something that we cannot handle, something that man can't save us from. We find ourselves in that place to where the only one that can save us is God. Hallelujah. It'll take a miracle for me to come out of this situation. It'll take a miracle for you to come out of that situation. Amen.
Amen.
Do we understand what a miracle is? See, that's a supernatural encounter. That's a divine power that you cannot give man credit for. You can't give man credit for a miracle. You see, this is a divine power. This is something supernatural. We cannot explain it. Science can't explain it. Nobody that can ever make a record of what they have done can explain it because they were not able to do it. This can only be the doing of God. This can only be a super encounter, being in the presence of the Lord to turn this thing all around, because I know I would have stayed in this place, that would have killed me. That would have destroyed every single thing that's about me. That would destroy all that is concerning me. But it was God who intervened and performed a miracle.
Jesus.
I had to believe that he can do it first. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Make a decision in your life today that you're going to make up your mind and settle your heart to the newness of God's grace.
Yes, Lord.
And it's in your honest expectation daily. Don't just believe God today while you're here in Sunday service. Believe God today and every day.
Yes, Lord.
See, it's the will of God concerning you that you believe that God has newness for you every single day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See, that there what you were able to receive yesterday was good. Or it might not have been so good, but say if it was good. Well, don't you know God don't want you to live off of just what he did for you yesterday. God wants you to live in abundance every single day of your life. God wants you to expect Jesus Christ to show up every single morning that you wake up. God expects you to commune with the Holy Spirit all the days of your life. He wants you to pray, hallelujah, and use what he's already said in his word for you to be able to live a life. Don't you know that's what salvation is all about? Salvation is all about you believing in Jesus Christ all of the days of your life, believing what he has already done and finished work, believing in the miracles that God has already done. He turned that thing around in your life when it was at a dead end, hallelujah. When it was in a place of the world, you were broke, you were busted, and you were disgusted, hallelujah. It was God that intervened and turned that thing around. Because when God turned that thing around, you can't take credit for that. Man can't take credit for that. This is the will of God for your life. So you receive the one, hallelujah, into your life that had already did it for you already. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory.
Understand that God has something for you every single day. Amen.
Amen.
You have to expect the miracles of God every day. Even understand right here, right now. Where we at right now, understand this church, that you're experiencing the miracles of God right now. You just don't know it. And the reason why, because you're so accustomed to living in favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We live right now in the age of grace. See, we live right now in the time of grace right now. See, there's some things right now you do not deserve, but you're still getting it. Hallelujah. There's some things that you have done already and that you realize, hallelujah, if it had not been for the grace of God, hallelujah, you will not be right there in that place of receiving all that you got. See, we get in that place where we get complacent. We get in that place where we get to murmuring and complaining about what we got, what we ain't got. But here it is, we got Jesus, hallelujah, and we don't use the one, hallelujah, that he gave it to us all, hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus.
So we make things more important than we made God. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
But if you would stay in that place of expecting a miracle, I'm talking about when your son turns his back on you. I'm talking about when your husband leaves home and don't come back. See, I'm talking about when sickness comes up over your body and you don't know what to do and the doctor don't know what to do. See, when you get yourself in that place where you be expecting the miracles of God to show up in your life, I'm talking about when you get in that place of opening up the word of God that have been etched on your heart. And when it has been etched on your heart, allowed to flow out of your mouth like living water. Hallelujah. Then you will know, God, you have already done it. I seen you have done it already over here to 5,000. I seen you have done it over here with Peter's mother. Hallelujah. I seen you have done it for Lazarus. Hallelujah. I seen you have done it for the little girl that was sick. I've seen your Father God perform many miracles. Hallelujah. And I'm going to loose your word right now. For this is your power. This is your authority that you have given to me. This is your promise that you have given to me. So I'm going to speak to this situation right now. I'm going to speak the word of God. I'm going to speak the word of God. And I'm going to expect for the word of God to show up in my life right now. This is the will of God for your life, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the will of God for your life.
My Lord.
God wants us to receive the Holy Spirit. Let's go over here to John chapter 14. Let's hear what Jesus says here. John chapter 14 and 16. Jesus, which is God, said, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it's seen him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, and have dwelt with you, and shall be with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will not leave your comfortless. I will come again. See, do you know, hallelujah, when you got the Holy Spirit on the inside, when you have the comforter that Jesus said that he left with you for you to refer to. See, that wasn't just for any reason. That means that anything or any situation that you enter into, hallelujah, you got the comforter to bring you comfort. Hallelujah. See, don't find yourself in that place of being discomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. When Jesus Christ said, I leave you with the comforter. So don't you know that any time that you have a comforter, you're in a place to where you are wrapped up, you are tied up, you are tangled up. You're right there in that place of rest because you're wrapped up in the comforter. I said, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit will move on the inside of you. Hallelujah. When you loose the word of God. Hallelujah. See, the word of God that has already been written, that is the will of God for your life, for you to receive until you believe, and for you to use spiritual authority. This is how you see the miracles show up in your life. If you didn't know, or if you had forgotten, church, get back into this place of expecting God to perform miracles. Why? Because you got the Holy Spirit operating on the inside. Amen. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
How do we do this, Pastor? How do we do it? Well, let me show you how you do it. Let's loose some spiritual authority right now. John chapter 15 and 1. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch that is not fruit, that every branch that bears not fruit, it taketh away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That don't mean that God is going to leave you. He said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. This means that when you are in Christ, and there is something that's in you that is not of Christ, he said, I purges it. He prunes it. He would take that thing away. You got to give it over to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will produce, hallelujah, what God has for you to produce, the fruits of the Spirit. It's my prayer today, hallelujah, that God's miracles show up in your life. I pray that the word of God be etched into your heart and into your mind, so that when the enemy comes, like the floods, the word of God will lift you up much more in a higher standard of thinking and of living. I pray that you be reconciled with one another. I pray that you be reconciled today with your friends.
Amen.
It's my prayer today that your physical body be healed by the power and blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the word of your testimony, the words that you confess out of your mouth today. Take hold to your healing right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that the wisdom of God rule in your life like an umpire. Hallelujah. We walk by faith. It's the finished works of Jesus Christ, and not just settling for anything that is said, or anything that we might see right now. It's my prayer that all of your financial needs be met by the provision of the authority of God that he have already said in his word. John chapter 3 and 9. Hallelujah. I pray that every situation that you can ever imagine be overcome by the miracle of God's promise as we have first believed in our hearts. I pray that every single knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I pray that you be saved today. I pray that you expect for what God has already done. Show up in your life right now. God's word abide with us, and I pray that we abide with God's word. Amen. Amen. There might be one today. Hallelujah. There might be one that have not received salvation that comes through Christ Jesus. Well, this is that time. In order for you to be saved, you first have to believe that you can be saved. You first have to believe in what God has already done. First, it is God who called. You can't be saved if God ain't told you to be a part of this kingdom. But if the Holy Spirit is tugging on your heart right now for you to give your life over to Christ right now, well, now is the time. Simple as you pressing one on your telephone and allowing Apostle Tawanika and I to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. The most important thing you can ever do in your life, in your unbelieving life. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
There may be one that's right now in that place. Will you desire to do the most important thing you can do in your believing life? Not an unbeliever, but a believing life. I'm talking about those that have already been saved. It's renewing your mind. Everything that is concerning you right now, will you bring it all over to Jesus? Will you press one? Will you press one? We love to help you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Hallelujah. Have your way. There may be one that's looking for a miracle. Right now, God specializes in miracles. But you have to have faith to believe them. You have to have faith. Hallelujah. See, we have free will, free reign to do whatever we want to do. But see, you got to come. Your faith, by you coming, you shall be healed. You shall be made whole. That's what prayer is for. There's power and agreement. You got to come. Will you press one? Amen. You're looking for a church home. Will you come? Will you come? Apostle Talanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your apostle, your shepherd. We would love to teach you this, what God have already taught us. This is the way. Amen. God bless you. May God
amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God for the word that went forth. I give God our honor, praise, and glory. Amen. May everything that you poured out on today, Pastor Man, let God pour back into you every virtue that left your body. In the name of Jesus
amen.
Christ of Nazareth, it's in Jesus'
amen.
Name. We pray, believe, receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going
amen.
To receive our tithes and offerings, you all. Please send your tithes and offerings to Cash App, if you have Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's Chantell. Or give us a call if you need another means of sending tithes and offerings over today. If you don't have Cash App, give us a call at 832-725-8094. 832-725-8094. Let us pray over our tithes and offerings. Father God, we thank you, O God. Oh, Lord, we acknowledge, O God, for you are a good God, and we thank you that all good things coming from you. Brother God, we give on today, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you multiply those that were given on today, oh God, for your God of multiplication. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Dear Jesus, make us a ministry of your, for your kingdom. Oh Lord, honor our tithes and offer them today and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings of spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Oh, Lord, help us to appropriate your money with dignity and hold your holy, heavenly banking system. Oh, Father God, we decree and declare right now, hallelujah, we will reap a good harvest, oh God, for what we've sowed in due time. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as we receive it, as we give, oh God, today, it'll be pressed down, shaken together, running over that men shall give into our bosoms. As we sow bountifully, we shall reap bountifully. Amen. If we sow sparingly, we shall reap sparingly. But today we come sowing bountifully by faith in the name of Jesus Christ and faith of the finished work that was done on the cross from our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone on today, those who gave on today and those who purpose their heart to give. May God restore you to the stewardship of King Jesus. Amen. Excuse me, everyone. Excuse me. Hallelujah. At this time, we have our announcements. Our announcements for today, October 10, 2021, are as following. Here at the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, you all. Please join us here at 845-277-9213. Tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. when we come into agreement, touching and trusting God. Hallelujah for breakthrough. Amen. But whatever it is that you are needing God to do in your life, come on, there's power in agreement. We're also in prayer for the month of October. And I tell you, God is already working miracles as we're coming together on one accord, believing. And the number to call for October prayer is 520-525-8608. 520-525-8608. I'll repeat that again, 520-525-8608 at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for the month of October. So please join us. Don't hesitate. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be looking for you all this month of October to join us. Amen. We are going strong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. On Wednesday night, we have our Bible study at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Join us. We are studying the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, so the power of Christ. So please join us as we are studying the power of the blood of Christ at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. On Saturdays, we have our Saturday school. Instead of Sunday school, we have Saturday school. Saturday school lessons at 12 noon every Saturday here on our church line. And we are studying at this time. What are we studying in? We're studying fasting, fasting for breakthrough and deliverance. So that is our study right now on Saturday. We are studying fasting and how fasting brings breakthrough and deliverance and how to pray strategically during the times of fasting and prayer. Amen. And then Sunday, of course, we have two services, our 10 a.m. service and our 2 p.m. service, Central Standard Time. So join us if you can for both services. Amen. God has a word in both services in a line with one another. So we thank God for the word on today and all that God is doing in our life and all that we're trusting God to do. We celebrate today October birthday babies. Amen. We celebrate our very own evangelist, Kimberly Ruffley, is celebrating her 53rd birthday on tomorrow, October 11th. Happy birthday, Sister Ruffley. God bless you. God bless you. May God continue to open up doors that no man can close. May God continue to direct you and guide you all the days of your life and bless your household. Amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. For God be the glory. Amen. And our daughter, Kinga, is celebrating her 17th birthday this month of October. God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. May God prosper you and be with you all the days of your life. May you grow up to be a mighty woman of God, a woman of prayer, a prayer warrior, intercessor for God in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. So we thank God and one of our dear friends, Pastor Prophet Cedric Pitts of the Universal Kingdom Alliance is celebrating, I believe, his 34th birthday on October the 31st. Happy birthday. God bless you in your ministry. Anyone else that's celebrating your birthday in the month of October, press one. We want to wish you a happy birthday. We want to pray for you and pray with you the blessings of God, touching and agreeing, everything that's concerning your life, amen, and your walk. in Jesus' name. So if you're celebrating a birthday this October, press 1. We want to say happy birthday to you. My husband and I wish you a happy birthday. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary to everyone that's on the line who always celebrate their wedding anniversary. We bless your marriage, your union, and God is ordained. May God increase you in strength, patience, peace, love, happiness, togetherness, blessings and favor. May God bless you with long life together. Amen. A good life, good long life in the name of Jesus Christ. So God, may God bless your latter days, greater than your beginnings. And we touch and agree, and we decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. That concludes our announcements for today. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. We thank Pastor Manny for the word that went forth. Let us pray as we release the pastor's blessings on today. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, where Pastor Dorsey Manning and our Pastor Tawanika Manning, and ministers on the roster, Evangelist Kimberly Redford, and Minister Lauren Green. We ask God to continue to bless you, keep you, and guide you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless you all to prosper and be in good health. May God continue to strengthen you in your walk. May you look to the God for all that you need and more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. Amen. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together that we'll say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manning, go ahead.
Amen. Hey, thank you so much. I pray that every single one was able to get a little something out of that. I know it wasn't like we use a whole lot of scripture, you know, but I want us to understand something, you know. It's for you to get it, for you to get the scriptures, for you to read it, for you to get into the word of God so miracles can show up in your life. It's good for us to feed it to you, but it's better for you to be able to get it on your own. Amen.
Yes,
amen. May the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. Remember,
amen.
Hallelujah. God is in the miracle-making business. If you do have any questions or concerns, amen, you know, definitely give us a call. Give us a call. Do not hesitate. But this is a word that Satan does not, he do not want us to be able to grab hold of this one. He don't want us to grab hold of this one, the miracle making this. So if you have any questions or concern, you know, about you, about the word or anything, you know, give us a call. We love you over here so much. God loves you more than we can ever imagine, we can ever try. Remember, everyone, Satan is already defeated and Jesus is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say, well.
One time, one time.
fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.